Go ahead, guys.
How quickly did the Paris thing come about? You got cut, and then it seemed like just a matter of hours there, is that?
Yeah, I mean, pretty quickly. I mean, we wanted to get a chance to take a look at him, especially as a punt returner. So, it's like I said before. I mean, we're watching the waiver wires to see if there's anybody that we feel like has got a chance to help us. So, we'll get a chance to get him out there and return some kicks on Thursday night. See what we got.
Does he bring much of anything as a receiver?
Yeah, he's got some quickness in the slot. You know, so, but, you know, his primary purpose would be to come in and see what he can do as a punt returner.
Carson mentioned, not having his receivers out there, not throwing to them, is a little worrisome. Is it worrisome for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a game where you just show up and go out there and play. I mean, it takes some work, and there's some timing involved in the passing game. And so, our ability to get, a couple guys back and get them out there will help us as far as the timing of, the route concepts and stuff that we're trying to do in the passing game.
Either one of them close?
Well, I mean, I think they're close, but I don't know if close means tomorrow or the next day or exactly when that means. So I hope close means real soon.
Ford running yet?
What's that?
Ford, does he run out?
No.
Out of the boot, I
know. No, he hasn't run yet.
What about Janikowski? Did he do any kicking yet?
I don't know if he kicked today, but I don't anticipate that being any issue at all.
Think he'll go Thursday? Or?
I think he's capable of going whether we kick him or not. I don't know.
What are the pros and cons of playing starters this fourth game? Are there any cons in your mind, or is it all positives?
Well, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. You know what I mean? And so this whole preseason, it's a delicate balance of getting guys reps and getting them ready to play opening night of the season and working them too much to where you wear them down for the season. You know, all of us only got so many shots in our body. And so you don't want to use them all up in the preseason, but yet you got to do enough work that you get better. So that's the fine line that we walk as coaches, and we'll evaluate that before this game and figure out exactly how much we want to play certain guys.
As you get this program established, say, next year, does your philosophy change? Does maybe you don't have to play guys as much because they already know the system?
Yeah, I mean, I think you take it as a situation arises. You know, I mean, I can't sit here and say, 365 days from now,
yeah,
I'm going to feel a certain way. I think all these situations are fluid and they can change. And so we'll evaluate that, obviously, when we get to that time.
With Rolando?
I have been pleased. Yeah, I have been pleased. He's still got work to do. He still needs to get better at certain things. And we're constantly coaching him, but that's part of what our job is. All of us have to get better. And so we're working on different things. And he's been, he's been coming to work every day with the right attitude, trying to get better. And that's all we can ask out of anybody.
You mentioned with Philip Weaver, you guys were asking him to do different things than he did in Indy. Has Rolando's role or what he's doing in your defense changed with what you saw he was doing in the past?
A little bit. We've got him in some positions where, we allow him to make some plays. And he's, he's really, I think, excited about that aspect. And so, as we go on and we see how we play during games, the scheme can change. We've got a lot of weapons that we can use, and we're gonna try to figure out what works well and what our guys can do, and try to put them in those situations.
How do you not let the potential of a suspension from the league coming down on him become a distraction for you guys and what you're planning with him as your middle linebacker?
It hasn't been a distraction to this point yet. I mean, we can't sit around here and say, what if. All right, we've got plans in place, and then if and when that situation arises, then we'll act on it. But I'm not going to spend my whole time trying to figure out, what are we going to do?
So you kind of treated it like as if it was an injury that they popped up. Then, I guess.
Very similar. Yeah. It's next man up philosophy, and that's the only way, because we're going to play the games. And it doesn't matter injury, suspension, whatever. We're going to play the games, and you know, we're going to have to find guys that can get out there and play.
How have the personnel discussions gone with you and Reggie? Are they pretty labored? Are they intense? How have they gone so far?
No, I mean they're I guess diplomatic would be a good word. You know, he's got his opinions. I've got my opinions, and at the end of the day, we come to a collective agreement on what we think's best for the Raiders. And so I think our relationship has been great as far as personnel decisions.
What those one-on-one, are your coaches in there too? Is it the big room? And
well, we take – it's a lot of different ways. I mean, sometimes it's me and the coaches. Sometimes it's Reggie and the personnel staff. Sometimes the personnel's in with the coaches. And then sometimes it's just me and Reggie sitting in trying to make decisions. So we take a lot of input. We listen to a lot of people, but – and ultimately, you know, Reggie will make the final call on who those guys are.
With the tight end,
you talk about diplomatic. Does it get a little heated? Is it natural to get a little heated when you're discussing who's on your roster?
You know, I don't know if heated is the right word. I mean, both of us have our opinions on what we think, but you know, we haven't been too far off so far. So I don't know. We'll see.
But the tight ends coach, you've had a month to look at them in camp and you've had the games. Are you comfortable with those guys heading into the season, or might you look at a Chris Cooley type? Are you waiting?
Well, hey, we're going to look at anybody that comes available, and I don't care what the position is. If we feel like a guy can make us better, then we're going to look at it. So I wouldn't single out the tight end position as with any other position. I mean, what you do in the National Football League is you try to get better every single day. And part of the deal is when people come across a waiver wire or people get released from other teams, you're looking. So, we'll look at anybody.
Talked about Myers and Gordon in the past. What are your impressions so far of Osbury? How's he done this camp?
David's been a little up and down. He's really made some nice plays athletically. And then he's had his mental lapses. So, but he's still a young player, all right. And he's a young player with talent. And I'm excited about getting an opportunity to work with him.
What about Thomas and Parrish? What do you like about him as a punt returner?
I like the fact that there for a couple years he was in the tops of the league and being able to return the ball. And so, fact that he can get under it and catch it and make a move and get upfield and gain some yards for us in the return game, and that's an area that we got to get better at. All right. Okay.